Oh, hi. It's Ken Morgan again, and we're back with another South Plainfield Library Classic Movie presentation. Now, I'm sure a lot of you, like me, are disappointed that the baseball season has been pushed back due to the continued COVID-19 situation. So this week, we're going to try and fill the void a bit with a baseball-themed comedy. It's called Kill the Umpire. Oh, and this should not be construed as a South Plainfield Library endorsing any sort of bad attitude towards umpires. That's just the title of the movie. Now, it's about a former baseball player who needs to hold a job and needs to keep his family together, so he has to take that most hated of baseball jobs, the umpire. Now, the movie stars William Bendix, who had previously played Babe Ruth in the movie The Babe Ruth Story, which is a somewhat notorious movie among baseball and movie fans. In this one, however, he's basically playing his most famous role, Chester A. Reilly, from the radio and TV shows The Life of Reilly. You know, if you're familiar with the character, you can see they're basically the same. Now, the cast of the movie also includes two familiar actors to movie and TV fans. Now, Ray Collins, who plays Bendix's umpire father-in-law, of course played boss Jim Geddes in the classic movie Citizen Kane, while TV fans know him for playing Lieutenant Tragg on Perry Mason. And William Frawley, who runs the umpire school in the movie, is familiar from his roles on I Love Lucy and My Three Sons. I gotta read these scripts better. Now, you also may remember him as the judge's political manager in Miracle on 34th Street, which we showed back in December, back before everything went into lockdown. Now, you may notice that some of the gags in this movie are kind of cartoonish in nature, and there's a reason for that. You see, the movie was written by Frank Tashlin. Now, he, for the latter part of his career, did live-action movies, including a number of them with Jerry Lewis, but earlier in his career, he wrote for Warner Brothers cartoons, so that explains that. Now, the movie we're going to be showing today runs about an hour and 20 minutes, so we're going to be filling up the time with two baseball-themed Disney cartoons. Now, the first one is the Disney version of Casey the Bat, based on the poem by Ernest Thayer. Now, this cartoon is narrated by Jerry Colonna, who's familiar to old-time radio fans for his work on Bob Hope's program. And the second cartoon is Casey Bats Again, Disney's lesser-known sequel to the story. Now, some of the attitudes in the cartoons may be a little outdated, but, you know, I think they're okay. You know, it's not that big a deal. Well, just a reminder that you can catch up on the movies you missed by going back to our Facebook page and scrolling down to the previous announcements. Now, the links to the movies should still be there, and if you're so inclined, the links to the intros are also there if you want to hear them. I mean, you're not required to listen to them. And also, please pass along your comments and suggestions to either our Facebook page or send them to us by email. And unfortunately, even though these are baseball-themed stories, our budget did not allow us to get Enrico Palazzo to do the national anthem. So, from Walt Disney from 1946 and 1954, respectively, and from Columbia Pictures in 1950, here are Casey at the Bat, Casey Bats Again, and Kill the Umpire. Hope you like them, and play ball.